Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Santissimo Taco brings an authentic taste of Mexico to Brickell's bustling business district. Santissimo Taco, a new fast-casual concept in Brickell, is redefining the taco experience in Miami. Rooted in authentic Mexican recipes, the restaurant offers fresh tortillas and a menu crafted by a maestro taquero. With a focus on accessibility and value, Santissimo stands out in a neighborhood known for upscale dining. Co-founder José Luis Cerrato Villegas aims to bring the warmth of a Mexican taco stand to Brickell, catering to professionals and residents alike. Open daily, Santissimo's Taco Tuesday deals are a hit, offering two tacos for the price of one. Whether grabbing a quick lunch or meeting friends after work, Santissimo Taco delivers a vibrant and unmistakably Mexican experience in the heart of Miami's bustling business district. QuantumZyme announces removal of OTC markets, caveat emptor designation. QuantumZyme Corp., a biotechnology company specializing in computational enzyme engineering, has announced the removal of the caveat emptor designation from its securities by OTC Markets Group. This change reflects QuantumZyme's full compliance with OTC Markets disclosure framework, including enhanced transparency and updated financial reports. CEO Naveen Kulkarni expressed satisfaction with the removal, emphasizing the company's commitment to market integrity and shareholder value. QuantumZyme reiterates its condemnation of unauthorized promotional messages and remains dedicated to sustainable, enzyme-based solutions for greener chemical processes. For more information, visit QuantumZyme's website and OTC Markets profile. Pvolve Inc.'s four new franchise deals to boost expansion. Pvolve, the functional fitness franchise, has signed four new franchise agreements to expand its reach. The new studios will be located in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, Atlanta North Perimeter, Georgia, Granger, Indiana, and Richmond, Virginia. Each studio will be owned and operated by entrepreneurs who share Pvolve's mission of smarter fitness. The franchisees come from diverse backgrounds, including a former medical social worker, a marketing professional, a clinical operations expert, and a seasoned franchise veteran. Pvolve's president, Julie Cartwright, is excited about the growth and the commitment of new partners. The expansion is supported by a recent partnership with Tally Health and offers franchise opportunities in key markets like Texas, Florida, and North Carolina. To learn more about franchising with Pvolve, visit pvolvefranchise.com.
Constellation's deal with Calpine approved by Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Constellation, listed on NASDAQ as CEG, has received regulatory approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for its acquisition of Calpine Corporation. Constellation's president and CEO, Joe Dominguez, expressed appreciation for FERC's timely approval, highlighting the importance of this transaction as electricity demand rises. This approval marks a significant step forward following earlier approvals by the New York Public Service Commission and the Public Utility Commission of Texas. The transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2025, pending clearance by the Department of Justice and other closing conditions. Constellation Energy Corporation, a Fortune 200 company based in Baltimore, is the nation's largest producer of reliable emissions-free energy, serving businesses, homes, and public sector customers nationwide. With a focus on clean energy and innovative technologies, Constellation is committed to a sustainable energy future.
Rock Breaks, ESAU, OTCQB, ETH. Seismic imaging and academic studies support Broken Hill-type analog at Montauban. ES Gold Corp, listed on the CSE as ESAUU and on the OTCQB as ESAUF, has released results from its ambient noise tomography survey at the Montauban Gold Silver Project. Seismic imaging confirmed mineralized zones down to 1,200 meters, aligning with previous academic studies comparing Montauban to the Broken Hill deposit in Australia. The project is now seen as a complex, multi-lens system with district-scale potential. ES Gold is using this data to guide exploration efforts and advance its production strategy. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering a range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. SRS Real Estate Partners announces sale of the Shops at Greenlawn, a multi-tenant retail center in Round Rock, Texas. SRS Real Estate Partners announced the sale of the Shops at Greenlawn, a 22,970-square-foot retail center in Round Rock, Texas. The seller, Matthias Partners, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Managing Principal Kathy Neighbors and her team. The buyer, a global real estate investor, acquired this 92% occupied, 9-tenant retail center. Demand for retail assets in strong demographic regions is high, with new housing subdivisions outpacing retail construction. The property's location near Dell Computers headquarters and the upcoming district project make it a prime retail destination. This sale marks the third multi-tenant shopping center sold by SRS in the past 3 months, with over $1.2 billion in deal volume this year. SRS Real Estate Partners, founded in 1986, continues to provide commercial real estate solutions nationwide.
Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, tees up innovation for the sport's new face. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, is introducing a lighter shaft option, catering to the growing number of women participating in golf. This new shaft is designed to provide premium performance for golfers of all levels, from weekend players to professionals. By focusing on advanced shaft technologies, Newton Golf is addressing the changing market dynamics and the demand for precision, stability, and distance in golf equipment. As women continue to drive growth in the sport, Newton Golf's innovative approach to gear advancement is crucial. The lighter shaft not only represents technological progress, but also showcases the industry's adaptation to the evolving face of golf and its diverse players. Investor news breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC leads $15 million direct offering for DigiPower X. NASDAQ DGXX, DGX. Titan Partners Group LLC, a division of American Capital Partners, is leading a $15 million direct offering for DigiPower X Inc. NASDAQ DGXX, an AI and digital infrastructure company. The offering includes over 4.1 million shares of common stock at $3.12 per share, sold to a new institutional investor. The funds will support global expansion, manufacturing of data center pods, and energy-backed deployments. After closing, DGXX expects to have over $30 million in cash with no long-term debt. The offering is set to close around July 22, 2025, pending TSX Venture Exchange approval. Titan Partners Group LLC is a boutique investment bank with a team of experienced financial professionals offering strategic and financial advisory services to emerging growth companies and investors.
Q&A with Stuart Lacey, CEO and founder of Labyrinth.ai. Stuart Lacey, founder and CEO of Labyrinth.ai, is on a mission to eliminate regulatory bottlenecks in America. Labyrinth uses AI to streamline compliance, accelerate approvals, and unlock faster revenue. Unlike others in the space, Labyrinth is AI native, built from scratch on the latest technology stack. With over a dozen ventures under his belt, Stuart leverages his experience to revolutionize regulation. Labyrinth targets sectors like energy, medical devices, and construction, aiming to reduce permitting backlogs and transform approval timelines. By flipping the traditional billing model, Labyrinth aligns incentives with clients, earning when clients gain faster approvals. Labyrinth's transparent AI ensures operational transparency, delivering clarity, trust, and faster outcomes for all parties involved. Investor news breaks. Roth Capital Partners serves as joint book running manager for CapsoVision NASDAQ CV 27.5 million IPO. Roth Capital Partners served as joint book running manager for Capso Vision's $27.5 million IPO on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the ticker symbol CV. Capso Vision, a medical technology company specializing in AI-powered capsule endoscopy solutions, offered 5,500 shares of common stock at $5 per share. The company also granted underwriters a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 825,000 shares at the IPO price. For more information on Roth Capital Partners, visit w.roth.com. Solagenix Inc. NGX, pioneering oral mucositis treatment with novel therapeutic, promising study results. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, is pioneering a novel therapeutic for severe oral mucositis. The treatment, SGX-942, aims to reduce tissue inflammation, promote healing, and support immune response. With promising phase 3 data showing significant improvements in the duration and severity of mucositis in head and neck cancer patients, Solagenix is analyzing combined phase 2 and 3 data sets to design a second phase 3 study. Oral mucositis, a debilitating side effect of cancer therapy with no FDA-approved treatment, continues to be a challenge for patients, highlighting the urgent need for effective interventions. Stay updated on the latest news and updates from Solagenix in the company's newsroom. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., TUVUCUF. Revolutionary tech pushes Pentagon supply chain security forward. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., listed on the TSXVU and on the OTCQX as UURAF, is making strides in advancing Pentagon's supply chain security with its revolutionary technology. The company's Rapid SX platform, a modular solvent extraction system, is significantly faster than traditional methods. This technology is crucial as the U.S. military faces increasing global tensions and technological threats. Backed by an $18.4 million award from the Department of Defense, Ucor is at the forefront of strengthening domestic supply chains for essential components used in defense systems. The Phase 2 award builds on an initial $4 million demonstration, emphasizing the company's impact on national security critical manufacturing.
Investor news breaks: Energy Fuels Inc., SE American, UUU, EFR schedules Q2 2025 results call for August 7th. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium, rare earth elements, and critical minerals, will host a conference call on Thursday, August 7, 2025, at 9 a.m. MT to discuss Q2 2025 financial results. Participants may join via Rapid Connect or dial 1-800-715-9871. Energy Fuels is focused on uranium, REEs, HMS, vanadium, and medical isotopes, with operations in the U.S. and internationally. For more information, visit Energy Fuels website at www.energyfuels.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MUN, to begin trading as Bollinger Innovations, NI, on July 28. Mullen Automotive Inc., a leading electric vehicle manufacturer, will rebrand as Bollinger Innovations, Inc., starting July 28, 2025. The company's common stock will trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the new ticker symbol BINI. This change, aimed at emphasizing the company's commercial vehicle focus, does not impact its legal structure or operations. Shareholders do not need to take any action. Mullen Automotive is known for producing commercial electric vehicles and has two U.S.-based manufacturing plants. The company's vehicles are CARB and EPA certified and eligible for federal EV tax credits. For more information, visit MullenUSA.com.
Candel Therapeutics gets European orphan status for pancreatic cancer drug CAN-2409. Candel Therapeutics Inc. announced that the European Medicines Agency granted orphan designation for CAN for pancreatic cancer. This complements its existing FDA designations. CAN-2409 is an adenovirus delivering a gene to tumor cells, inducing immunogenic cell death. Positive overall survival data was reported from a phase 2A trial, showing remarkable benefits. The EMA's orphan designation allows benefits like reduced fees and market exclusivity. Candel's CEO expressed optimism, highlighting the therapy's potential. CAN-2409 has received regulatory designations for multiple solid tumor indications, showing promise in transforming the treatment landscape for patients in need. For more information about Candel Therapeutics, visit candeltx.com.
BYD expands to make PHEVs in addition to EVs. BYD, the Chinese vehicle company, known for being the best-selling EV maker, is now expanding to include plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, PHEVs, in its new energy vehicle strategy. BYD's first PHEV, the BYD F3DM, was launched in 2008 as the first mass-produced PHEV in the world. Market watchers are keen to see how companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, and Mien adjust their strategies in response to this shift. For more information on Mullen Automotive Inc., NAC, MLN, visit the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing news and updates for investors and consumers alike.
Mining news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, BQB LFLR F33, featured in NNW editorial on gold's rise and shift to production. Lafleur Minerals, a Canadian gold developer, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial for its strategic shift towards near-term gold production as gold prices surpass $3,300 per ounce. With inflation driving investor interest in gold, Lafleur is fast-tracking efforts to capitalize on its advanced projects in Quebec's Abitibi region. The company's Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill have significant potential for long-term value. Lafleur recently consolidated a large land package along a major structural break hosting gold deposits, making it easily accessible for development. The fully refurbished Beacon Gold Mill can process over 750 tons per day, enhancing its development potential for Swanson and custom milling operations for nearby gold projects. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, advances modular data center strategy with new partnership. Blue Sky AI Inc. advances its modular data center strategy through a new partnership with Data Specialties Inc. This collaboration will help Blue Sky AI deploy its SkyMod series quickly and efficiently. With a focus on quality, reliability, and scalability, the partnership aims to exceed 100 megawatts of operational modular capacity within the next 24 months. Blue Sky AI, known for its AI data center solutions, has selected DSI to provide pre-manufactured modular data centers, reinforcing its commitment to delivering energy-efficient AI infrastructure. The SkyMod series, including SkyMod 1 and SkyMod XL, will be deployed across the United States, leveraging DSI's three decades of expertise in modular data centers.
Green energy breaks. Solar Bank Corporation, CUBOCNTGY2, rebrands as PowerBank Corporation to reflect broader energy focus. Solar Bank Corporation, trading under NASDAQ CUN, CBOQI, and FSGY2, is rebranding as PowerBank Corporation effective July 28, 2025. The name change reflects the company's broader focus on power and energy solutions beyond solar. Shareholders approved the change on July 23rd with no impact on share structure or rights. The company remains committed to renewable energy projects in North America. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Investor news breaks. Adidex Inc., ADTX, subsidiary Piersanta, invited to submit full proposal for DOE defunded ovarian cancer diagnostic study. Adidex Inc.'s subsidiary Piersanta Inc. has been invited to submit a full proposal for the U.S. Department of Defense's OCRP pilot award. The proposal supports Piersanta's Mitomic Ovarian Test, MOTM, a novel blood-based diagnostic for early ovarian cancer detection. The grant, if awarded, could provide up to $350,000 over 2 years. Piersanta plans to validate the test in a multi-center clinical study and prepare for commercial launch as a laboratory-developed test. IDIXT is an innovation platform dedicated to accelerating health innovations, with programs focused on immune health and precision health, and plans for additional programs in public health and women's health. The company has entered into agreements with Apelli Therapeutics Inc., TSX APLE, OTC PLIF, and Evofem to advance its mission of discovering, developing, and deploying innovative health solutions. Inves breaks: Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ, raises $4.3 million in PIPE to repay notes and streamline capital structure. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ, has secured $4.3 million in a private placement deal to repay notes and streamline its capital structure. The agreement includes the sale of Class A ordinary shares, pre-funded warrants, and additional warrants. The funds will fully repay outstanding senior convertible notes and simplify the company's capital structure. CEO John Paul Backwell stated that this move enhances Fusion Fuel's ability to pursue growth initiatives. For more information about Fusion Fuel Green PLC, visit their website at fusion-fuel.eu. ESG breaks, Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., OTCQB 8BHF, reports new copper intercepts at Storm Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. provided an update on the 2025 exploration program at the Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. 8 diamond drill holes revealed unexpected intervals of copper sulfide mineralization near the resource boundary, indicating potential for growth. Surface gossans aligned with conductivity anomalies further support the project's prospectivity. With 80% of development costs covered through an agreement with Ocean Partners, CEO Thomas Ulrich stated the project is de-risked and ready for pre-feasibility work. Aston Bay is exploring high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia and Nunavut with joint venture partners American West Metals. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
White hydrogen offers additional option in energy transition. As the world seeks solutions for transitioning to cleaner energy sources, white hydrogen emerges as a low-carbon option. White hydrogen, also known as geologic or natural hydrogen, forms naturally, unlike green or blue hydrogen, which require energy-intensive processes. Energy from white hydrogen can be stored using systems from companies like SolarBank Corp, in case it isn't immediately needed. Green Energy Stocks is a communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, offering access to various wire solutions, syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.